Begin the current daven. Sefer Shabbos daf kuf. Begin on a base. Begin the tezid masal tezid. Begin the words the gemara. Isam mokam arba'am amali. You make an area for tefachim and then you fill it up. Just can we explain? Do you have to make bona fide walls or not? That is the gemara was saying. The machlek is regarding if someone wants to get water from the sea on his boat on Shabbos. What should he do? So one of the opinions said that he makes the area of like machitzas surrounding area for tefachim and he could draw the water that way. Now, Pish, according to Rashi, explains, you can make these small little walls. You don't have to make real walls. Just an area that encloses four tefachim. So it says, because it's not prepared to mishtat. And the Gemara, neighbor of Pezayin and Beis tells us, Gizustra, Shilam Ayla Ben Amayim. Someone has a balcony over the sea, over a body of water. In the Ma'am and the Mayim of Shabbos, now draw water from it on Shabbos. Ilam Ken Oslam Mechitza Gavoy Yud Vachul. Unless you make walls that are 10 tefachim high. So you see, it's not sufficient just to have the area for tefachim. It has to also be yod tefachim high, and maybe that seems to be not like Rashi. Eller rather says Taisus, Aisa Mokim, what it means to say is you make an area, hainu shayyeh haziz rochav arba tefachim. All it's saying is that the ziz itself should be a width of dal tefachim. Kadei shayyeh mechitza sasuyis lepachas ma'ar, but just telling us that you can't have an area less than four tefachim in the square. However, most definitely says Taisa has to be bona fide walls that are 10 tefachim high. Now, additionally, Taisa says, Lamanda Shari Hacha is this kosher, according to one who says that actually all you have to have is a small little peg or board coming out, and it doesn't even have to be dalad tefachim squared. Says Taisa, Loi Tikshi. You can't ask on that Manda Amr from what the Gemara and Erevin, like we just said, requires when you're having from your balcony, you're drawing to the water, that it has to be bona fide walls, 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and here they're saying it's just as is kosher. And that's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Says Taisa, because the Muki Hasan, that man will explain that Gemara Nevin, because she ain't a Mayim a Muki Yud, where it's not 10 Tvachim deep. Or it's not 10 Tvachim deep, so then that's going to be a problem. He would told me that it's above 10 Tvachim, and it's not going to be, it's going to be from a Makam Tur. As we explained, that's the Machlik is not a Gemara between the Mandama Zizkal Shu and Makam Dal. Or Inami, another approach is Hasam Gezrina Shemiala Hayam Sirtan. There you could say, but a balcony, the reason why it has to be bona fide Mechitzas is because we're concerned that maybe the sea might, wash up sand and stones, and it's going to nullify the walls because it's not going to be considered a bona fide mechitz on top of the water because it's going to dry up. Because there's even a pair coming to Avon, like the Gemara says in Avon of Chazam and Alv, that we're concerned that the water is going to it's going to wash up the water, and this whole heter of mechitz tlui was only on top of water, and we're concerned that it might bring up sediment and not be the area of the water anymore. But regarding a boat, which is the case we're talking about in our Gemara, it never goes in the area less than 10 tefachim. But there's no reason to make exera of that for either one, that it might be within 10 tefachim, like the first answer, or that it might be yali yam sirtan and be mevat mechitza, because it's always going to be in the area of water, and therefore, all you need is this kalshu, again, because it's really coming from Malkam Tur, and not concerned that it might diminish the area of the water. Tenek says the master begins the words of the Gemara Gemiri of tradition, the ain't svinim alech is lamatim yud, that a boat never goes within 10 tefachim from the ground. Tenek can explain that that's specifically big boats, they don't go less than 10 tefachim. Additionally, Tenek addresses regarding the actual pail that's used to draw up the water, that it also has to be above 10 tefachim from the ground. That is the Gemara brought, that if someone goes a boat on Shabbos, machlik is, what do you have to do, ziz kol shu or makam dal? So the Gemara explained that the one who says that all you need is ziz kol shu is because really it's a kamel is only up until 10 tefachim. And that's from the ground of the sea. The water is always above. And the reason for that is because a boat never goes less than 10 tefachim. So that Taisa says, what b'ha the common parag mishat tzir, but this the Gemara says, neir ben levim gilom et alf. That the Gemara there has a question regarding is it isra tchumen, going out your halachic Shabbos boundary, even above 10 tefachim or not. The Gemara wants to resolve. One of the sources is that we find the Ritanoim that when they went on a boat on Erev Shabbos, and then the boat reached the port when Shabbos is starting, that there are those who didn't want to move. And the thing is that when the boat is moving, is above 10 tefachim, so you see that there is a Issa Tchumen. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about b'malechas v'rakak. It's talking about where it was going in a shallow pool of water, which it wasn't 10 tefachim, and therefore there was Issa Tchumen. One thing we see is that a boat does go within 10 tefachim. So it's like, no, Hasamai Besvinik down. That's talking about little boats. Aval Hacha Besvinik down. They weren't talking about a ship. Big boats. Shatayin and Isim Beyesa, where they load up very much. When the Shkwais Harbin Maiman, and therefore get submerged a lot into the water. Therefore, Eim Hachas Bachas Mir, it's never going less than 10 Tfachim. And therefore, that's what we're saying in our Dibin Maskal Tesis, Gimir Dein Tzvinim Alech Samatim and Yud. Now, me talk limb, but one thing Taisa says, what you have to say is the avaklisha doilabai benishkim layim, that also the vessel that you're using to draw the water from the sea, that also gets a little bit submerged into the water. Havalamalmiyud, that also has to be above 10 tefachim on the ground because ilavachi eich malali. How is that going to help? Even if the boat is above, but if the pail is going all the way down, you're taking from the makam the karmelis to the rishus of the boat. Obviously, you have to make sure that that pail also does not go within 10 tefachim from the ground. Maybe there is a protrusion. What's the Gemara's question from this Mursha, which we had said that the boat never goes within 10 tefachim from the ground, but then the Gemara says, but maybe there's this protrusion, which that's our gears of our Gemara is actually Bahamursha Isla, as we'll shortly see that the way Rashi explains. But Taisa gives what's Bedilma Mursha Isla. So what does that mean? Pirshrach, Rabbeinu Chanan explains, Dilma Yesh Mursha Lakarka. Maybe there is a protrusion in the ground of the sea, Shasamach Lesvina, which is near the boat, Shakaku Gavayasham, where there the ground is more elevated. Then Yeti Derksham, if you're going to carry exactly over there, Yilamata Masar, Bamakamiloi, where you're filling it up from, will be within 10 fakam from the ground, Kimin Shakaku Gavayasham. Since the ground is higher over there, maybe you are carrying from the Carmelis of the sea, which is, even if you're starting from the ground, it's within 10 fakam to your boat, which is Rishus Yachab. That's the Gemara's question. But Aval Rashi, the Mefarish Mursha, the Sfin, but according to Rashi, explains the protrusion, not the protrusion of the ground, but rather the protrusion of the boat, which the boat is, it gets more elevated, meaning it's you can actually go in more shallow waters in the tip of the boat, which the boat is arced upwards. Lo yitachon lo shemedilma, the Gersim Bechosim. And then Tais says, according to the Gersim that he has, as a Dibbe Maschil is, you can't say maybe, because it's not maybe, every boat is like that. Rather, because seen in the text is as Argama has it, Bahamursa is love, but what do you mean? The boat has a protrusion, and therefore maybe in the front of the boat where you're filling up from, you actually might be within 10 tefachim from the ground. That was the Gemara's question according to Rashi. Kirak says the Masala, the beginning of the words of the Gemara, Koicha Bekamalis Lagazar Ban. So a person's force, not directly, but his force in the Karmelis, the rabbinic area, Lagazar Ban, the Rabban did not make such a gzeira for a Shabbos. Tais can explain, when did we say make such a gzeira Koicha in Karmelis, and when not? And that is, the Gemara had established that the reason why a person is allowed to spill to draw up the water, he can't in a certain case, but he could spill out the water because even though it's really a problem of karmelis to the person's boat, which is a yachid, but when you're pouring on the wall and spilling it out that way, it's only koicha, it's not directly. Koicha b'karmelis l'gazah b'rabban. Says Tashabachi Nam Mishan and Perikton, so the Gemara answers similarly later on the Kavamalvamanav. Gabi Haiman the Sachabimay Bukhul by someone who was bathing in the water, which we said that if you're bathing in the river on Shabbos, you have to dry yourself up first from the water and not to carry that water when you're walking in the Shasarab. Now, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so then even when you're going into the water, you're pushing the water Daladamis, and that's a Karmelis. So it comes out you carry Daladamis in the Kabbalist, which you're not allowed to. So now the Gemara says that no, they did not make total daladamas forbidden in the Karmelis with kaikhai, which this is not really carrying it. Your force is making a move that they didn't make such a gzera. Now, but because the refines it difficult because the prepared kitzim mishtat and the Gemara even the pechasim and alfa minu we say because zuster shilamay lemanayim regarding the balcony that's on top of a body of water that loy shonu ilamalis. We only said you let it fill the water from your porch from the water to your porch. But from your porch to spill out into the body of water, it's forbidden. Why? Because the water is going to be pushed now from your force out of Dalet Amos, and you're not carrying Dalet Amos in the Karmelis. I'm a Kreicha B'Karmelis, so we see that even though it's just his force in the Karmelis, it is forbidden. So says Gershom, what you could say is the Gezustra by the porch, by the balcony. It might be very close to an area where the public does go. And therefore, the gazer koich becomes him in gzera by a force, even though it is a karmelist. Because it's very close to an area of rishus rabim, which a person's force is forbidden, and that's why they made it forbidden even in the karmelist. But by the boat, the loyal mabekoich becomes, which that's nowhere near rishus rabim. This is somewhere in the sea, so therefore it's always going to be only in the karmelist. Like gazer, therefore, but they did not make this gzera, and that's why our gemara is saying blanket statement that koich becomes by the case of the boat. Like Gozer Bandarman did not make such a gazette.